Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Judy Dollison. She is the president of the Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. Cloudy skies, as Judy was just saying to us, a little bit of fog out there this morning as well, so be careful if you're out and about, but partly cloudy today, high near 51. Mostly cloudy tonight, low near 37, and then for Thursday, cloudy with a high near 52. Judy, you and I were joking about it. The first thing I asked her, Joel, I was saying, you ready for the holidays? And your answer was?
No, not at all. Not even close.
So I said, you know, this Thursday always comes every year, this Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah, no.
I guess the advertising is not paying dividends in the Dollison household.
I am a last-minute shopper, last-minute timing on that.
For everything, yes. Even the Christmas shopping
that. Oh, yeah, all of it, yeah.
Really?
And plus it seems like, I mean, hasn't Christmas shopping changed so much? It used to be you kind of went out and tried to find things that you thought the person might like.
Yes.
And now people just share their wish list. They're
right,
just like,
yeah.
Text you, here's what I want.
Yep.
Here's where you bought. Here's how much it costs. You can ship it right to my house.
Right, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, well, what fun is that?
It's easier, but is it funner? Yeah, right?
I don't think so.
Not so much.
Are you the hectic one? Do you like to run around that last few days?
I don't know that I like it, but I tend to do it.
It's a part of the routine now.
It just is.
Black Friday shopper?
No, I'm not. Not at all. Mm-hmm. I don't go out on Black Friday.
Really?
Typically, I'm not the common person out there. Obviously, it's the biggest shopping day of the year. But no, I'm not one of them.
Okay, so a lot of people do online shopping. You and I were joking and talking beforehand. My wife, we're going to be babysitting the granddaughter, so she's going to be sitting there doing a lot of her shopping online on that Friday. A lot to be worried about. I mean, it's easy to do. It's convenient, but you got to be careful.
Right, right. And that whole weekend, really, the Deloitte did a research on the busiest shopping days of the year. And it's really that whole weekend that we see that there's going to be a peak in shopping, that last week in November. So it will be online and in retail stores. But the online shopping is always one of the biggest scam types we see at BBB. There's so much opportunity for retailers to, you know, have false ads, or scammers to have false ads on social media that pull you into a false website that looks real. We used to say a long time ago, look for those spelling errors and look for, you know, a poorly designed website. That is not the case anymore. They're very professional looking, and they really can mimic well-known brands that we buy from all the time. So you really have to be careful. Look at those URLs. We say this all the time. They're great at just putting a little dash or a dot into a well-known brand's name, goes to a completely different website, and you're purchasing from a scammer. Or look for the HTTPS. That S stands for secure, and that means it's safe to put your payment information in it. If it's not, there's no S in the website URL, you do not want to put any type of credit card information in that website.
Mm-hmm. I'm staying with the credit cards real quick, because I think we've talked about this before. My son's an IT guy, and he's always saying, Dad, use a credit card when you buy something. It's a little bit is that true, Judy?
Yes. Most financial institutions have some kind of recourse if you have a problem with your purchase. So sometimes they're able to stop the transaction from happening if you notify them soon enough. And sometimes they have some type of credit that they can issue you back if it is not as advertised, or if it's a scammer, if they get to it in time. So payment methods that are like debit cards or wire transfers, or even some of the peer-to-peer platforms, are really the same as cash. So if you give it away, it's hard to ever get it back.
Mm-hmm. And is it usually the scammers, are they just going for that one-time hit?
No.
Or is it they're trying to get your information so they can keep milking?
Yeah, not necessarily one-time hit. I mean, obviously they want the one-time hit, but we see more and more of this relationship building to try to get more and more out of you. One thing we see with scam websites is you make that purchase, and so you've given your credit card, you've paid the money, but then they send you an email that your payment didn't go through. So you make the payment again. Maybe you think, oh, there's something wrong with my credit card, or it's at its max, or so you give them a different credit card. So you've paid for it twice now. So they find ways to double down and really try to maximize that opportunity. And they know you're a live person, and they know that they have you, so they really want to get the most out of you that they can. Yeah.
And they must be successful, else they would not keep doing it.
Right. Oh,
so,
absolutely.
So what's the recourse? I mean, because, you know, like if you use your credit card, like Dave said, And, you know, there's like, okay, we're going to take care of it. It's a fraudulent report. So you get bonus back.
Yeah.
But I mean, are there people actually going after the scammers? I mean, is that something that's being pursued, or is it just like, that's just shrink and we're just writing that off?
Yeah, no, the federal government's going after them. And, you know, we see it on a state level too, but they are great at just reinventing themselves, right? So they have great phone numbers that they use that look like, you know, they look like a legitimate number that you might be calling. And then if you report it as a spam number, they just reinvent the number. Hmm. So they're always one step ahead trying to reinvent themselves to keep that connection going. So, it is pursued by the authorities, but unfortunately, they're really good at what they do. It's a business for them.
And you guys have the scam tracker, correct? So, I mean,
right.
How does that, I've always wanted to ask you this, how does that work? I mean, is there you or somebody else at the BBB going, all right, here's another one we got to add, here's another one. But how do you keep that updated for folks who go, well, wait a minute, I'm going to check that because I know I've used it.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you keep it updated?
Yeah, so we don't update it, actually. It is a self-reported tool. So when someone is a victim of a scam or if they've just been targeted, even if they haven't fallen for it, they can report that in the scam tracker. I think it's about 60% of the visitors to the scam tracker are reporting a situation. And then the 40% are like you. Mm-hmm. They're researching to see, is something I'm not sure about really maybe a scam? So so individuals report it. It's a great way to notify, you know, your neighbors, right? To let them know this is happening in our community. And then obviously it's also a great tool. There's keywords. You just type in a few keywords. You can search by any geographic you want. So if you want to search in Central Ohio, if you want to search by your zip code, if you want to search for something in Seattle, Washington, you can. It's all there. You can just select your location and a few keywords to identify the type of scam you're looking at.
So you said 60% of the use is people reporting scams?
Reporting scams. And the rest are, so everyone that goes to the scam tracker website, we're tracking, you know, what they're using it for. And roughly 60% are using it to report. Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
I would have thought it would have been the other way or maybe even more so. Just people want to check, but wow, that's eye-opening.
I mean, it's at least trying to say, like you said, trying to warn folks, look,
right,
watch out for this, because I'm telling you, I almost went down that rabbit hole, and you want to make sure folks do that. Here's another thing, and Joel always talks about clickbait, and you and I were laughing. I was on a reputable site last night, and I saw this 25 gifts for, you know, for the guy or woman who has everything. So you start clicking on that, and there was nothing wrong with it. I mean, I was checking out the list, but you got to be awful careful too, because you could click on something there and then it takes you somewhere.
Right. Social media ads and just, you know, regular display ads that pop up on your computer, those can be legitimate, but sometimes they are taking you to a fraudulent website. So those are exactly what you need to watch out for. We always say, you know, if it's a well-known brand that this ad is about, just go to that, type that in the URL, go directly to that website. Don't follow that link. It's always best not to follow links that you get from unsolicited emails or texts or even in social ads or display ads. And if you do, just really look at that URL again. Mm-hmm.
And it was good, funny you brought that up, because as I was reading this article, they would have the link to the business, like just pick a number, REI, the outdoor reader they had, where if you wanted to continue to read and they want you to go there to look at their sales. I get that. But, I mean, at least you knew you could go there and go, okay, this was legitimate, which made it nice.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right, you got Black Friday.
Yes.
People are going to be out in the store shopping as well. Right. What are some of those things that the BBB reminds folks about when you're doing any day shopping, but especially on Black Friday, because things are so rushed, so hurried?
Right.
What do you need people to know?
Yeah, so we have a whole site. Part of our site, our holiday headquarters, that is devoted to just holiday shopping. And some of the tips that we have on that website is, you know, you want to kind of plan your visits, because there's so many promotions and sales around Black Friday, and some are maybe just limited hours and some are the whole day. So you really want to know, you know, what items you're looking for, kind of do your research in advance, know what retailers you want to visit, look into what their promotions are, if there's certain restrictions on the item or on the timing of the sales. You want to know that all in advance so you can kind of plan your day. We also say, you know, if you're buying gifts for Christmas on Black Friday. That's, you know, about a month away. So check those return policies. You don't want to give an item that you don't give away for a month, and then there's a problem with the item.
Never even thought of that. That 30-day return could be, right? Wow, could be gone before you even get it.
Right.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
What a great tip.
Right.
What a great tip.
And if you have a warranty, like if you're giving away electronics or something, if there's a warranty information, you want to pass that along too with the gift, because, you know, if there's just if there's a problem, you want to make sure you have all that to the receiver of the gift as well. So it's always good just to do your research, you know, plan ahead, know what specials are out there. Sometimes there are specials that are given through email. If you are on a store's email distribution list, their newsletter. So if that's a store that you think you're going to visit, that might be something you want to sign up for, just to kind of get a heads up on what specials they have. They might have some extra discounts for their newsletter.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about Black Friday, and then of course you have Cyber Monday. We talked a lot about that. But here's the thing I want to get with that is, be careful where you have packages delivered. These guys here get mad at me because during this time of the year, everything under God's green earth is coming here, Judy. I mean, I'll come in. Honest to God, I'll come in here. It'll be might be 5-6 boxes in my office.
And I work Saturdays, and I mean, there's even been package deliveries on Saturdays. They're out there banging on the door. It's like, I'm the only one here. Relax a minute.
And I mean, none of them are mine, but I've told the family because we got hit once. Yeah, I'm like, forget it. It's not worth it for me.
That's right.
Find some way or somebody to help you out, because, you know, they're out there all the time.
They
but
are.
Boy, oh boy, you're going to see strange cars going through neighborhoods here coming up.
Yeah, and there's a lot of options, really, when you think about it. Like you said, if your employer is willing to have you have your packages delivered there, that's great. Or a trusted neighbor or a family member that can have your packages that is home during the day. But there's also Amazon is one. Other retailers have garage delivery where you can give a passcode to put your item in the garage so it's out of sight. There are lockers. Some retailers have lockers or have partnerships with other brick and mortar stores where they have packages delivered. So we always say sign up for, if you're going to have it delivered to your porch, sign up for that tracking so that you know. So if you are close to home, you can, you know, run by and get it so it doesn't sit on the porch for very long. And if it's a really sensitive package, you might want to have a signature required so it's not delivered and left on your porch unattended.
Yeah, the tracker thing, I know all about that, because it'll be 8 o'clock at night, ding, 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 and my wife's at her phone going, oh, it got delivered. Oh,
right?
That's not my...
Well, and sometimes you order something like at 8 o'clock at night, and it shows up like at 3 in the morning.
Yep.
Because, I mean, those delivery guys are working all
amazing.
The time.
Amazing. I know. It's crazy. Yeah.
It is. It's amazing how that's taken off. We'll have more with Judy Dullison with the Central Ohio Better Business Bureau coming up for you next. Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7, Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode. On your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today, Judy Dullison. She is the president, Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. Starting to get mostly sunny outside, so not too bad.
Let's
today.
Not get carried away.
Well, you know, I see a little sunshine.
A little sunshine is different than mostly sunny.
I'm going to go.
Words have meaning.
Again, I'm usually glass half empty, Judy. He's glass half full.
Well,
and here he is calling me out because I said mostly sunny.
Well, people can look out the window, Dave.
There you go. So then why do we do the weather anyway? It's always wrong.
It's an excellent point.
But it'll be a high right around 50 today, cloudy tonight, and cloudy skies on Thursday. All right, heading into the holiday season, a lot of folks looking to pick up some extra money to help pay for things. Folks looking maybe for a side job, or as Joel likes to call them, a little side hustle. But you got to be worried about those as well, with those scams for holiday job scams.
Yeah, they increase. Those seasonal jobs increase during the holiday season. So and that opens the door for scammers again. They always take advantage of those trends and, you know, seasonality. And so with with employment scams, what we see is that they're usually online jobs, you know, remote jobs, where they offer really high pay for like minimal work, which, you know, kind of the too good to be true kind of kicks in there. But a lot of times what they ask for is some type of upfront payment as you're starting your job. So either it's to buy training materials or supplies for the job. They sometimes will send you a check and they'll say, this is to cover your training materials. You go ahead and purchase it, cash the check while you buy your training materials from a website that they give you. Mm. And then you cash the check and it's not a good check. So, you know, so they get that money up front. And sometimes it can be more nefarious than that. It can actually be like we see it with shipping scams where they're actually, you're kind of the middleman shipping counterfeit or stolen merchandise. So it can actually have a whole nother much darker side to it. Yeah. So those work from home scams with really high pay is sometimes, you know, you want to watch out for the red flags.
What do you do then? I mean, okay, let's say I'm listening to this and somebody says, well, I could do some work from home. Yeah. What should you do? Is it just simply go to your site? What do you got to do?
Yeah. So look into the company that you're speaking with, right? Or that you think you're speaking with. So if it's a well-known name and it's someone that has a website, you can get on their website and look in their career section. If they have the job listed, that's a good sign. Mm-hmm. If they don't have the job listed, that's a red flag, right? If it's a legitimate company, they're probably going to advertise their own job on their career, on the career page. We also see they sometimes pose as recruiters. And so get on LinkedIn and make sure the person's name matches the company name and all the details that they're giving you, right? So kind of confirm that who that recruiter is. We see this a lot of times. They'll want to do interviews, but want not turn on the camera. So it's all it's a remote job, a remote interview, but you don't see the person. That's a red flag. You know, typically a legitimate company is not going to have this kind of
the clean gray face.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Here's my avatar.
Right.
It's
yeah.
Gray man.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's always a red flag. And, you know, we say trust your instincts, right? If these things all are happening, that's, you know, usually a good reason not to pursue it. Sometimes they'll even ask for like a payment just to complete an application or do the background check or something like that. All those upfront payments is really the kind of the pinnacle of what we see with these with these employment scams. So be on the lookout for those.
I never thought about the one of being a middleman. Hey, you're the front for what we're trying to do.
Right, yeah.
Oh, honey, I thought I was doing a good thing.
I know.
Some extra money.
I got a garage full of widgets, but they're not
widgets. Yeah, right.
And next thing you know, you got the FBI knocking on your door.
That's what happens. I mean, it is illegal and you are at risk of a criminal offense.
Sure, sure. We just had Veterans Day a week ago. It's Military Family Month. Got to watch out here. Now, that they're all sad, Judy. Don't get me wrong. I don't know of any scam that's not. But, man, oh, man, when you go after folks who laid down their life for the country and their families, that's a whole nother level of ugliness. But it happens.
It does. And we track some basic demographics on our scam tracker, and we do see that military consumers, and by military, we group active duty spouses and veterans into that group, do have a higher median financial loss to scams than the non-military consumer. And we see it. We think, you know, they're transient. A lot of them are, you know, going to different bases or in new communities. A lot of times spouses are typically, you know, maybe having to work from home because they're changing locations. So there's a lot of potential for them not to be familiar with the community, not to have trusted partners, and it just opens the door for them to be, you know, taken advantage of, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. That's a special type of person that would use. I mean, for veterans, is it just simply maybe call their VA and to say, hey, look, I saw this, I'm thinking about this, or a lot of it has to do with benefits too, where folks are like, hey, we can help with benefits and da 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 da.
Yeah, and the VA, I think, is a great resource for all of that. Yes, definitely, especially benefits. Mm-hmm. And the BBB is another resource as well. We have a whole military line dedicated to to the groups in the military. So you can sign up for a special military newsletter that we will send to you. It talks about all types of communication, but also about scams and what to look out for just to protect
military. Well, I wonder too, I mean, culturally, it seems it's very in vogue now to celebrate military first responders and those kinds of people. So it, maybe their guard's down a little bit.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Yeah, that could be the case as well. Yeah, yeah, unfortunately, we see it. So
How do you go to work every day?
You know, it's interesting because I didn't realize, I mean, everybody knows it's out there, but the more you know, being at BBB, I see so much of it and hear so much of it. But I also see the good, you know, and so and see the groups that are trying to help people and know what BBB has done. As we've had consumers tell us, you know, you really saved me. I was about to make a really bad decision and I would have lost my house or, you know, something really bad would have happened to them. And they come to us and they tell us that, you know, we really impacted them. So on the one hand, you know, we see the bad. But BBB is actually out there doing a lot of really good things for the community. So, you know, I think it was Mr. Rogers that used to say, you know, always look for the good in a bad situation. And I think that's what we try to focus on at BBB.
Joel's been trying for 3 years, Judy. It has not helped him at all.
3.5 with his counting.
Not help. So just to stay on that real quick, people will see BBB rated. How does that work then for folks who aren't exactly sure what and how you do that?
Right. So BBB is a organization that has set standards for an honest, trustworthy relationship between a business and a consumer. So we have 8 standards of trust that include things like transparency and honoring promises and safeguarding privacy, some very basic good business practices. In a business that has a good track record in business, it doesn't have, you know, has a good background in what they're doing, and agree to those 8 standards, can be a member or be accredited, is what we call it, with the Better Business Bureau. And that means that they have committed to those standards and they will uphold those standards. So if we talk about honoring promises, for example, if a member BBB business has promised something to a customer and they do not fulfill that promise, then BBB will step in and try to work between the business and the consumer to reach resolution. And so that's our role to really, for a consumer, they know that when they are working with a business that's accredited with BBB, that one, that business has committed to those standards, and two, that if something were to go wrong, BBB will be there to help support and try to reach that resolution between the two.
Seems like that would be really important for a newer business. I mean, just to prove, hey, I'm committing to these rules, even though I don't have history or track record.
Right.
This is my goal, and then to know that you're in the middle.
Right.
That's got to
be
huge.
Yeah, and so and we see that a lot. We actually have a qualification. You have to be in business for 6 months, so just to have a little bit of track record to see how you're performing with your customers. But after that, yeah, we see a lot of new businesses that really want to embrace that concept early on so they can demonstrate that to their potential customers.
You guys just had your Torch Awards too, did you not?
We did. Yes.
See, I do a little.
That's awesome. Great.
Now.
Great. Yeah.
But I mean, and that's just a great way for you folks to recognize those people who have done that good work. Correct.
That's right.
That's gonna be a fun night for you.
It's a great night, and you should come sometime. It's a party. We have a great time. This year we honored 7 Torch Award winners. And our Torch Awards is our award for businesses that have been in business for a longer period of time, over 3 years, and have demonstrated that they have the best practices in terms of the character of their leadership, the culture of their organization, the way they interact with their customers, and how they give back to their community. Mm-hmm. So character, culture, customers, and community is what we say. Then we also had 1 Spark Award winner, which is kind of the same thing, but it's for the younger businesses. So someone who's been in business for 3 years or less. And then we also had our Students of Integrity Awards, which are students, high school seniors, who are going into college next year. And they have a similar type of character of leadership, academic and community service that they will receive a $1,000 scholarship to the college that they're going to in the fall.
Be something catchy for that. You got the torch for the people that have been burning brighter, and then you got the spark for the newbie.
That's right.
What?
You got the Students of Integrity.
You got a match. You got a flint. Got a. Right? There should be something that we can work on.
Yeah. It's not a Bic lighter.
Well, you know, something. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, we'll work on that. Okay. We will.
You know, I'm going to end this show on a good note. I was going to talk about the Ohio State-Michigan game. Just if you're going, just be careful. Get the right tickets, all that.
Yes.
But I want to end it on a good note because, I mean, that's what this is about. Again, it's tough. We all know that. But to have a night like that. It shows folks that there are people out there, Judy, who are wanting to help, wanting to do the job for you. Now, sometimes there might be, like you said, a little disagreement, and that's where you step in. But the vast majority of these businesses, they need to make money, but they also want to take care of people.
Right. When we talk about BBB, we say we have three pillars. That's accreditation, which is what we call, you know, the businesses that commit to us. Education. We do a lot of education with consumers about scams, as also with businesses about just best business practices. And then celebration, which is what we did with the Torch and Spark Awards. And it's really a great night. We call it the Toast to Trusted Leaders because we are toasting, we are celebrating those leaders in our community that are trusted and doing things with great integrity and with strong values. And it's exciting to see. And there's so many people that come out to support them. It's a great night.
I bet it is. Did the folks ahead of time know they've won? Or is it?
No.
See, that makes it. One, you got to get them there.
It's a little bit of it. Yes.
Yeah, you got to get them there.
So, and we recognize the finalists too, because to be a finalist, not everybody, we get the applications and we select the finalists and the winners. So, we celebrate the finalists as well, because they are also really great businesses, but you have the top ones that you recognize with the award. So, the finalists and the winners are invited, and it's a little bit, you know, of a suspenseful award ceremony.
I mean, that really is great. So again, if folks want more information on any of this, it's bbb.org.
Yes, bbb.org. And you can always call us as well at 614-486-6336.
Judy, as always, a pleasure having you in and talking about all the great things that are taking place at the Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. Now, get ready for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Start your shopping now.
I'll try.
Don't wait until the last second, Judy.
I will try. No promise.
Be sure to join us for Wednesday or Friday's Talk of the Town, as Hebron Mayor Valerie Mokas will join us on Friday's Talk of the Town.